Well, Harriet, it's Memorial Day weekend. Are you ready for the summer?
I am more than ready for the summer, and slightly less rain would be fine too.
That would be a good thing. It's hard to make plans. Over the years covering arts and entertainment, I've just gained such sympathy for people that plan outdoor events because they're really at the mercy of the skies. Now, Memorial Day weekend itself, it's usually kind of light on activities that aren't specifically geared toward the holiday. But one big tradition that's been going on now for several years is the Chamber Music Festival of the Bluegrass at the Shaker Village of Pleasant Hill. And it's going to be the 10th year for the Chamber Festival. And it just makes this great marriage of musicians, like some of the best musicians in the world from the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. And it brings them into that pastoral setting of the Shaker Village.
Some of the music is performed in a former tobacco barn there.
That's right. When they started the festival 10 years ago, they converted an old tobacco barn up on top of a hill into a venue. And so they play there, and they also play in the meeting house in the Shaker Village. And it's become a really popular attraction. In fact, if you don't have tickets already, I hate to tell you, but it's sold out. But if you do have tickets, you're in for a heck of a weekend. But that is just the start of summer music.
We do have a huge summer music guide and weekender. Some big shows coming up include a Kenny Chesney at Cardinal Stadium, Forecastle Festival, Bunbury, Master Musicians, and Moon Tower, all big festivals coming up.
Some big festivals in the major cities like Cincinnati has Bunbury, which is next weekend, and then there's Forecastle in Louisville in July, which I guarantee you I will be there the Saturday night of that festival because Alabama Shakes are playing and I really want to see them. But locally we've got Festival of the Bluegrass, which is coming up here in just 2 weeks. And then late in the summer, we have Moon Tower, which is really upping its game. It's got a drive-by truckers headlining this year, so that'll be a huge event too. What are some of your favorites in the summer events?
Well, a favorite venue has become Moon Dance, which is having music throughout the summer, including the Southland Jamboree and jazz and big bands. So.
That's right. Moon Dance has really proven to be a very popular venue, and including moving the Southland Jamboree there. Also, coming up later in the summer, another staple of the summer schedule is Picnic with the Pops, and we got some big news about that. They're going to change their format from the same show 2 nights to different shows each night, both featuring the Lexington Philharmonic. But you're going to have The Wizard of Oz performed with a live orchestral accompaniment on Friday night, and then on Saturday night, it's Matthew Morrison, who most people remember from his role on Glee. He was the chorus teacher on Glee, and then he's also been quite the performer on Broadway and other venues like that.